Radio.
New Media, New Evangelization. A talk by Archbishop Julian Porteous at CNMC Melbourne 2013.
This opening address, I simply see as setting the scene for what will follow today and tomorrow. And I've been given the title, New Media, New Evangelization, which is, I think, a very handy coverall topic for this conference. And so I really want to see my remarks as simply laying some ground, if you like, for what will be the more detailed material to follow, and perhaps set it all in a broader, wider context. Then we can look more specifically at elements of it as we proceed. So for me, it's a very handy topic because it'll deals with two things that I'm really fascinated by and have engaged myself in, and that is the new media and the new evangelization. So I'm going to talk about both of those elements, but I'll reverse the order and begin by saying, making a few comments generally about the new evangelization. Now, I'm not going to explore the origins or the meaning so much of the new evangelization. I'm sure many of you are familiar with it, but it certainly is a term that has gained great currency in the church in recent years. And I'm sure we're all very familiar with the term. We've seen it used quite often. We'll be aware that the last Synod of Bishops in 2012 met to discuss this question of the new evangelization in the mission of the church. Similarly, we're probably also aware that Pope Benedict in September 2010 established a new pontifical council, or department if you like, of the church in Rome, entitled the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization. So very clearly at the top level of the church, this concept is receiving a great deal of attention and focus, and we know now that the word is being used in many Catholic circles. We're very familiar with the fact that this term now is a term that is used to describe a lot of what the mission of the church is about in the world today. So while I'm not going to go into any discussion on the history, the background of the word, the term, or look at anything specifically related to the content of the concept, I do want to make some just comments, which I think are comments which have a relevance in relation to the new evangelization and the new media. The first point I think that is of vital importance in speaking about the new evangelization is that its clear focus is upon the person of Jesus Christ. Now, this is important to note because it reminds us that the new evangelization is not essentially a doctrinal process, even though there obviously are doctrinal dimensions to it. It is really and very clearly grounded in the question of assisting people coming into a real, living, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because evangelization in general, after all, is really about conversion. It's really about a conversion of life, a change in the whole orientation of a person's life. And this simply points to the fact that evangelization, by its very nature, really is a thing that has to deal more with the heart than the mind. Now, not that the mind isn't important, of course it is, but essentially evangelization concerns the human heart and how the human heart can be penetrated with the power and the life-giving force of the gospel. This is something that Pope Benedict was deeply conscious of and spoke of on quite a few occasions. It was something that really struck me about his teaching. On, for instance, on a Wednesday audience back in September 2008, he said this, and I think this captures very clearly his own focus and orientation in relation to the new evangelization. He said, Christianity is not a new philosophy or a new morality. We are Christians, he says, only if we encounter Christ. Only if we encounter Christ. He says, only in this personal relationship with Christ, only in this encounter with the risen one, do we really become Christians. That's a strong, clear, and challenging statement by the Pope. And it reminds us that yes, that is what we are seeking to do when we engage ourselves in the new evangelization. So we can probably immediately think, well, how does that apply in the case of the new media? Can the new media bring people into a personal encounter with Jesus Christ? I'll hold that one over, but I want to return to that later when I look at the question of the new media, because I think it's a very important issue to say, how does the new media relate to this central concept of the new evangelization? So that's the first point. The focus of the new evangelization is this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The second point I'd like to make, which maybe when I talk about it seems to be almost a contradiction to what I've just said, because the new evangelization is about responding to the challenges posed by the rapid spread of secularism and indifference to religion that we experience around ourselves in the Western world. And what it does do and seeks to do is to offer real answers that address the questions, the real questions that people are asking today. So one of the tasks of the new evangelization is really to address the real issues that are in people's minds, if you like, at the present moment. So the new evangelization seeks to engage with the contemporary worldview that has been adopted by so many people. And really, the new evangelization very simply seeks to bring into that environment of ideas and attitudes and approaches to life, understanding the nature and meaning of human life, to present a Catholic view of reality. So new evangelization is about this task of bringing into this mix of ideas and attitudes what a Catholic understands by some of the most essential elements related to human life. And I believe that we've reached a moment, I believe, in the whole process of the forces of the secularism and individualism, relativism, and so on, that are very much flowing across our society, flowing through our culture. I believe we're coming to, or perhaps have already arrived at, a point where many people who have been very much engaged with this flow of new ideas and new attitudes related to a secular view of life are coming to a point when they're starting to ask questions. And I believe we're at a moment now where there's more possibility and opportunity to actually address the deeper questions that people are beginning to ask themselves in the light of perhaps an extended period of exposure to a secular view of reality. And so what the new evangelization seeks to do is to promote a Catholic understanding of the nature of human life and a nature of the human person. And so it might be, for instance, one that's a very popular expression of this is simply to present Blessed John Paul II's theology of the body. That has been quite an extraordinary and powerful instrument of being able to address some of those deeper questions, and people are surprised, captivated by this body of thought about the nature of sexuality, the nature of relationships, the nature of marriage, the nature of human life. And so there is possibility here in things like this simply to talk about the nature of being a human being. One of the questions I think that we probably need to look at ways of addressing more and more in the time ahead is, how do I find happiness? Because I think many young people have pursued all sorts of ways of seeking happiness, but have found them wanting. We have a great opportunity to start laying out the foundations for human flourishing, and this is an opportunity for the new evangelization. And I think this has particular significance for those who are involved in the new media. This is something because it's ideally suited to be able to offer a Catholic view of the nature of human life. And so our efforts in the new media in terms of new evangelization, I think, can very much focus on the human question as a way forward in presenting the new evangelization. Third element I would propose to you today in terms of the new evangelization is that ultimately what we offer in the gospel, what we offer in and through the faith of the Catholic Church, is that we provide something which satisfies the spiritual thirst that lies at the heart of every single human being. That, again, we can say that I think we're at a situation now in the world where people who have engaged themselves in the pursuit of material comfort and immediate human experiences are starting to feel a certain aridity in connection with their life. That things which seem to be very attractive but are really essentially superficially attractive are things that very soon become boring because their attraction is superficial and passing. And so people engage in something with enthusiasm, and the next day they're turning around looking for the next experience. Things do not last. They do not provide the sources of ultimate satisfaction for the deeper thirsts that are in the human heart. That there is no enduring quality to these experiences. And that's why people are constantly chasing new experiences, because the last experience has ceased to provide any ongoing satisfaction. And I think this is a particular issue for the children of the social media age. We could say that we communicate more, but at greater and greater shallowness. The communication channels are a kilometer wide and a centimeter deep. People are finding a lack of substance to their lives and to their communication. We know everything about the things that don't matter, be it the lives of celebrities or what a friend had for breakfast. The new evangelization is all about offering something which is of substance, which ultimately is the Catholic faith, Christian life, a living relationship with God in Christ. And it has this as a task of being able to present this to people in such a way that they can engage with it and discover this truth. So we want to offer people a way of touching the more profound elements to human life. So that's the third point I would offer in terms of evangelization. The fourth comment I would make is that the new evangelization, yes, is about communication, obviously. The new evangelization, though, is not about coming up with a new message. The new in the new evangelization has nothing to do with a message. It has everything to do with the means by which the message is communicated. So that we know the message is the same. It's the gospel. It's proclaiming Jesus Christ. So we know that, if you like, our message, we don't have to discover a new message. And we don't have to change or alter or adjust our message in such a way to try and make it palatable. Hopefully we've moved beyond that. And we know that we can stand with the integrity and the fullness and completion of the Catholic faith and offer that, because that, in its integrity and its purity, is what offers people a way to life and salvation. You know, the gospel is the same. And we stand in firmly in the gospel. In recent times, I've been very much drawn to that great expression of the essence of the gospel, one that's quoted very, very frequently, one that everybody knows, from John 3:16. But it can always be something for us as evangelizers to be reminded of, to say, yeah, that's what we're doing. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Words we've heard so often, and yet they are the essence of what we're offering. God loves the world so much. He sent his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. This is our message. It's the same as it was at the time of St. John. But the new evangelization is about finding the new means and effective ways of communicating this message. It's about finding ways that can be effectively communicated to the typical person of the first part of the new millennium. It's about finding the way in which we can penetrate into the mind and the heart of the contemporary person. So perhaps we can immediately think, that this is where the new media really fits in. In one sense, it does and it doesn't. Yes, the new media is all about communicating with the contemporary society. However, I think it's important for us in looking at how we can engage with people in and through the new media to realize that in the end, as I said, evangelization is a profoundly personal experience, a profoundly personal moment in a person's life. It essentially involves the action of the Holy Spirit. And this is usually mediated through a person and via a genuinely human relationship. Some person will help another through a process of conversion. In the end, it will be an action of grace in the soul of the person. And the instruments of grace are most usually other human beings. So I think we need to think about that in terms of what evangelization actually is, and then ask ourselves the question, well, what does the new media offer in order for this to be achieved? So let's talk now about the new media. So having set the scene, I just think about what evangelization is. Allow me just to offer some of my own experiences in this general area of evangelization. As Sarah commented, I've been involved in evangelization really since the late 1970s. I ran my first parish youth mission entitled Come and See in March 1979. It was actually an evangelizing mission to young people. And I've really been involved in one way or another ever since. It really has been the driving force to my priesthood and now to my Episcopal ministry. So in seeking to evangelize, what I realized is that there's no one way, there's no one message in sense of one particular formula, and there's no one particular structure that works. It's rather that it's an ongoing reality that takes many, many different shapes. So at different times, I've held large youth rallies called Jesus Christ at Manly Oval, Jesus Christ at Belmore Oval in Sydney, which attracted thousands of young people along to them. At other times I've run directed retreats with the idea of, in silence, of drawing people to come and know Jesus Christ. I've been involved in street evangelization, sometimes directly preaching streets and shopping centres and so on. I've run parish missions, about a dozen parish missions. And I've preached in all sorts of surprising places like Kiribati and Fiji and Sri Lanka, Papua New Guinea, India, and other places. I was involved in setting up a summer school for the formation of young people in the Christian life. I've formed, been involved with communities of young people and many, many other initiatives over the years. For me personally, my preaching, my teaching has always been focused upon this issue of evangelization. And over the years, I have to say, I have witnessed the lives of many, many people wonderfully change under the influence of the evangelical preaching of the gospel. And the work though, is finally, as I've said before, that of the Holy Spirit. But the preaching and the teaching have been an instrument of the action of the Holy Spirit. In more recent years, I've become more and more conscious that young people are now really beginning to become serious inhabitants of a new world. It's a virtual world. It's the world of the new media. It's the world of Facebook, of computer games, of music, video clips, social media. I see it so often, and it always surprises me, really. I saw it the other night, to see two young people sitting at a restaurant table, out for a meal, not talking to each other, but texting on their mobile phones. I've seen people, as soon as they stop, you reach the bus stop to catch the bus, or you reach even a traffic light waiting for the green to come, or you go into the railway station waiting for your train, what do? You grab this, and suddenly all your attention focused on this. Flicking through to see what somebody has said or done, or has somebody contacted me in the last 5 minutes. And as you walk along, people are walking along like this, aren't they? Waiting to cross the road, walking around, they're all carrying this. And sometimes you see people most animated walking along, completely oblivious of the fact that they are entertaining all those people around them by their animated conversation on the phone. Or when they're jogging, they always have the two pieces of white wire coming out their ears. And then they have it clipped, have their iPod clipped onto their arm, listening to music. And sometimes when they jog past, you can hear the music yourself. And I see people now going around with these little ear attachments sticking out like this, so that they're ready to respond immediately somebody rings them on their phone. This is the new world, isn't it, of instant communication. You know, I know for young people that Facebook is a huge consumer of time. And we have many people now who just can't quite go to bed at night because they're still at 2 a.m. in the morning going through their Facebook, looking at different things, responding to all sorts of fairly inane things that people are saying or doing at that time. It's quite addictive in many people's lives. In fact, we could say for some young people, it has become actually an addiction. We can ask whether a generation is growing up where electronic communication rather than direct human interaction has become the focus for their lives. And many people, particularly young people now, are living in this virtual world. And this is the place for their significant personal existence. So as somebody just observing this phenomenon, I began to wonder if I could talk to them through those two pieces of white wire sticking out their ears. And I saw that there is an opportunity here. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all these people jogging each morning were jogging along and saying the rosary with a tape or with something which has been broadcast to them, or listening to a podcast, or if we're actually able to engage with them as they're using all these new means of communication. Also aware of the fact that in Australia we don't have any dedicated Catholic radio station. Really, the Maronites have a small one, but really apart from that, there's certainly no mainstream Catholic radio stations available, and we certainly don't have now any real involvement in Catholic television service that is available to people. There's the odd program here and there. So we are really, in terms of these two areas of communication, largely absent in the church here in Australia, and that's something I'm deeply concerned about. So I thought, well, what can we do? Can we do something? And when I began to understand more and more about digital audio communication, I began to see that here was a new possibility that we could actually develop a Catholic radio station, digital, and also something which I felt could be more oriented towards the fact of people using mobile devices for their communication. And so, as Sarah said, Cradio was born in 2010. And so people can listen to Cradio on this. And there's Cradio, and they can download and listen to it on the train, at the station, plug it into their auxiliary in the car, and listen to a podcast. Or, of course, they can do the same thing here with either using Wi-Fi or just by using normal communication through one of the Telstra or one of the other organisations. So Cradio offered an opportunity, particularly because I realised that people weren't so much wanting to listen to things in real time, but really wanted to have things that were available to them through and download it and listen to it in time that was appropriate for them. So I have to say that because of my advanced age now, I don't consider myself to be an inhabitant of this world, but an occasional visitor to it. I'm not completely at home as much as younger people are. And normally I navigate this world because I get other people to do all the technical stuff that I don't understand. But I do want to be also a participant as much as I can in that world. So that's a little bit of my own story in relation to the new media. But I'd like to make a few comments that occur to me about some of the distinctive features of the new media and the opportunities that they offer. The first comment that occurs to me is that this new media enables a remarkable freedom of expression, and particularly a remarkable freedom to express the faith. You know, I've often talked in various groups who may not be really on my wavelength, if you like, who may not be much attuned to the faith. And when that happens, you tend to dumb down, if you like, your message to be able to communicate to your audience. So you're always in the process of trying to engage people by adjusting what you actually say according to to where the people are at that you're communicating with. It seems to me that one of the beauties of the new media is that we don't have to do that. We can actually be quite clear, forthright, and free in what we say. If people don't like us, they'll flick us off very, very quickly. But for those who are looking for something of substance, then they'll stay and they'll listen and they'll watch. So actually, the new media offers remarkable freedom in being able to present the message and present it with a good deal of integrity. One of the other things that I'm aware of is that these days, and it's true, isn't it? I'm sure all of us have done this, that before we actually engage in a lot of things in the real world, if you like, we normally investigate them in the virtual world. So if I'm going for a job, first thing I'll do is Google the company, look it up. I'll start looking through its products. I'll start getting some sense of what it's about. I'll learn a bit about its history, its background. I'll find out about its various people involved in it. Might try and find out a little bit about the boss, where he came from, what he's about, what he's like. I'll do all these things prior to actually making a direct approach to the company with a possibility of getting a job. And I think the same thing is true with regards to faith, that there are people who, for one reason or other, become curious about Christianity or Catholicism. And I think they're more likely to wander around the internet to find out more about the Catholic faith or more about particular issues that they may be interested in terms of the Catholic faith, than they are likely to go along and knock on the presbytery door and ask to talk to Father. So that most people will actually go into that world of new media to find out about the faith prior to making a direct connection with it. So the new media offers a remarkable possibility and opportunity and it's an ideal setting to be able to present and offer the Catholic faith, Catholic teaching, a Catholic view of reality to people who may be curious or wanting to find out more about the faith. You know, I think that I find it quite extraordinary and very encouraging that our simple efforts here on Cradio now attract almost 10,000 downloads a month. So our programs are downloaded to that extent. So already so many people, I just heard somebody today was saying that listening to the programs and is using them in the classroom for the kids. So they're very happy to put on their pieces of white wire in their ears and listen to Archbishop Julian. Whereas if he came to the classroom, they probably wouldn't be as interested as hearing him live on radio. So this world offers extraordinary opportunities of presenting the faith, particularly in a way that preserves the full integrity of the faith, but also in a way that is engaging and effective in communicating it. But let's return to this question then, having said all that, about can the new media evangelize? So how can we connect this idea of the new evangelization with the use of the new media? As I said, you can't really evangelize in the virtual world, as I said. However, let's look at what happens in the conversion process. Normally, the conversion process is a journey. It's something which happens as the end result of often a fairly long process for a person. Now, there are exceptions to that, like St. Paul being struck down on his horse going to Damascus. So you can get those direct, strong, immediate interventions of God in a person's life that leads to a radical conversion. But by and large, the whole process of conversion is a lengthy process. Take St. Augustine, we celebrated him last week. You know, his conversion to Christianity was really the result, as we see very clearly in his confessions, a long and torturous process of seeking and searching. It was also the result of a number of hidden factors, like the constant prayer of his mother, Monica, who really devoted her life to his conversion. And it was the result of meeting people like St. Ambrose of Milan and being really struck by him. So St. Augustine tells us that there are a number of component elements to his process of conversion and what a conversion it was and what an extraordinary result it was for him and for the church. The journey to faith and the journey back to faith for those who drifted away from it will be marked by a whole series of moments. And we can say that these at times can be quite special moments of grace, moments that deeply touch and affect them. But maybe there's not one moment by itself that brings about the actual conversion. In most cases, it'll be the fact that there are a number of things that influence and guide a person. And this is where I think the new media can be a great help. It really is one voice among many, but it really can be a voice that helps, supports, and provides a platform for further advancement towards faith. And I think the more the new media that we have is able to actually capture and express the richness, the beauty, the power of the faith, the more there is the possibility that people dipping into our new media can be touched and affected by what they experience. So we should see ourselves as contributing to the whole process of the church's evangelizing mission, but not necessarily saying that we are the evangelist, if you like. We are really just one of those steps along the way for many people. We can be a starting point. We can be, and we know of cases of people who've become interested in the Catholic Church because of their exposure to material they've read in the new media. So this the new media is a very useful and can be a very influential tool, but it's not the whole story in terms of evangelization. So while not wanting to overstate what the new media can do in terms of evangelization, at the same time, I don't want to understate the potential connected with our own personal involvement in the new media in terms of evangelization. Because there's no doubt that the religious question is one of the dominant segments of the virtual world. And so much, as you know, if you look, so much of material on the internet is actually on religious questions. And so we can see that this is where people do investigate these questions. That's why we need to be there. That's why we need to be a presence and an effective voice. That's where we do need to be heard. And we do need to be able to present the faith of the Catholic Church in an attractive and dynamic fashion, whereby we are able to be an instrument that God may use in a person's conversion and discovery of the faith. But we do need to be present, so that those who are seeking, and as I said before, I believe we're coming to a stage where more and more people are seeking answers to the deep questions of life, that we do need to be there so they can discover who we are and what inspires us to be who we are. So finally, I would just simply say that I think the new media is an extraordinarily positive platform for presenting the Catholic faith, and can do so in a most attractive and engaging way. Sometimes our real-time expressions of the faith can be less than attractive. Maybe a grumpy priest or a bad sermon may not very much help somebody in being able to be drawn to the Catholic faith. But the new media, with its engagement with human creativity and innovation, offers the opportunity for the Church to be seen in its best light. I think of things like Robert Barron's Catholicism series as an example of this. So the new media can offer the truth and the beauty of the Catholic faith in a way that attracts and draws people to seek more. And we can be a significant player in a person's journey of faith. And we can be an effective instrument of the grace of God, so we can be true evangelizers. Thank you.
That was Archbishop Julian Porteous with New Media, New Evangelization. The first Catholic New Media Conference Melbourne was held at the Cardinal Knox Centre in the Archdiocese of Melbourne. For more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.